Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 21, 2020. Quarantine, the first step toward overcoming the crisis. Global mutual responsibility is the law for all elements, connected in one system. This law obligates everyone to know how he or she should relate to the system in order to bring it into equilibrium, to perfect mutual relationships between all parts. And of course, we are unable to even grasp this law, and more so, to fulfill it. I cannot make such a commitment because if I do not fulfill my function in the integrated system, then all of it will go out of balance and I will be the one to blame. Everyone will feel that I have violated the perfection of the system. It turns out that each element is equivalent to the whole system in general, and this is a terrible responsibility. Everyone is responsible for the whole world. Therefore, it is said, it is better sit and do nothing. So now people were asked to quarantine themselves, to not go out anywhere, fly, or come in contact with anyone. So what needs to be done? We need to study that we are in an integral and global system where the law of mutual responsibility, that is, mutual dependence, operates, and how we can invert this dependence from obligatory into desirable. We want to be connected, not because nature obliges us, but because we ourselves start revealing how good it is to be in touch. It is just heavenly life, to unite together into one perfect unity and begin to feel the perfection of nature. Then we will feel all parts of nature from the most distant stars to such forms of life that we do not know now. A man can become an exalted creator of perfection. The first step in overcoming the crisis is quarantine, that is, sit and do nothing, just learn. Humanity's problem is that we begin to act even before we understand what we are doing. While we are in quarantine, we have time to think, in what world do we exist, who are we, and what is the system of nature in which we live, as well as how do we depend on the system of nature and it depends on us. How do we, through our relationships with each other, influence the global system of nature, inanimate matter, plants, animals, and humans, and how does nature react to our actions? As such, we will begin to learn how to build a beautiful home for everyone, not just comfortable, but eternal and perfect, above this biological life and death, at a higher level. By correcting the connection between us, we rise to an infinite system, unlimited in time. We begin to live in a world in which death does not exist and there are no restrictions, only unlimited attainment and existence. Now we get the opportunity to come to such a life. First of all, we need to study the global system of nature and our role in it and how we can get organized among ourselves in order to connect to this global system of nature. After all, each of us is an egoist, the opposite of nature. And how can I adapt myself to the system of nature, which is all integral and exists according to the law of mutual responsibility, connection, love, and mutual complementarity if I have been built with the exact opposite qualities? This is where the wisdom of Kabbalah comes to our aid. It teaches us egoists how to build a connection between us similar to the integral system of nature. This is called the Ten, in which 10 people come together to establish relationships that are consistent with the system of nature. The human ego has always tried to adapt the whole world to its needs. But that time is over. The epidemic revolutionized consciousness in the world, and we began to understand that we could not use everything only for our own benefit, but we should look for how to become useful for the whole system. 10 people are like a small laboratory where we tried to develop an antivirus by agreeing to establish the same laws between us as the ones that operate in a perfect nature, integral and global, that is, in mutual bestowal. Everyone lowers himself and raises others above himself, building relationships that are higher than everyone's personal egoism. This will serve as a vaccine against the virus. Thus, new groups will arise until all of humanity receives an antivirus vaccine, and we will return everyone to behavior that corresponds to a healthy nature. This will be a new human, because he will perceive the desire of the nine friends as his own and take care of them more than taking care of himself. To this extent, he will receive support from the integral law of nature, which will turn him into its integral part. The law of mutual guarantee obliges a person to be connected with the whole system above his egoism. Nature made man the greatest egoist of all creatures. But the global nature of this crisis wants to show us that it has already been waiting to make us its inextricable parts. It is as if nature is telling us, I am ready now to include you inside myself as integral elements. And this is despite the fact that each of us is created anti-integral and wants only to rule and use others. Nature has made us inverse to itself, so that we compare the negative and positive states and appreciate the advantage of light from darkness. We will then be able to feel and realize the integral, perfect state and want to achieve it. Otherwise, we would not understand where we are. Nature originally installed a selfish program in us, which now stops working. We need to understand that a selfish program is incompatible with a global and connected world. The crisis is pushing us to agree to connect with others and fulfill the integral law of nature. We need to install in ourselves a new, improved mutual guarantee program, the only program that exists in nature. This program works in everything except the human, only we cannot perceive it with our spoiled, selfish mind. We judge the world based on our shortcomings, and therefore, see it as spoiled. But as soon as we begin to correct ourselves and want to become an integral part of nature, we will see a completely different world and realize that it has always been like that, only we did not notice it. The law of mutual guarantee states that we all belong to one system and are obliged to feel like gears of one mechanism where everyone depends on everyone. By this we will provide ourselves with eternal, perfect, beautiful life. Nothing more is needed, and the crisis created by the coronavirus epidemic brings us closer to this. Let's wish us all success in its proper resolution. From CAB TV's New Life number 1212, Mutual Responsibility, March 10, 2020. Put your friends into your heart. Question: how can we understand what the 10 in my heart is? Answer: you, together with the others, should try to put all your friends in your heart, create a unified image of 10 there, where they all combine into one common shape, one common image. Then, try to feel this image consisting of 10 as one and compare it with the Creator. What is still missing for this image to be similar to the Creator? Start working on it and you will see how many questions will appear for you. From CAB's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 12, 2020. Why does a Kabbalist need to seclude himself? Question: in your book Always With Me, you describe how Rabash used to seclude himself for a few days. We also see that both Buddha and monks did the same. They went away from people and engaged in their work. What is the meaning of such seclusion? Answer: the fact is that such things also happen to most ordinary people. For example, writers as a rule seclude themselves in their office, sit, and create. It is thus better to leave them alone, and not to interfere. This is natural. But for a Kabbalist this is twice as natural, because solitude for him is a process of a very serious self-introspection. It is necessary in order to understand more than himself, his connection with creation and the Creator. There is a special technique for how to penetrate deeper into the universe, to reveal it, to evoke its influence upon oneself, and to bring this sensation to a state of obtaining clear comprehension of what is happening and not just sensations. We are talking exactly about comprehension which can be clothed in words and possibly, even drawings, charts, and formulas. Kabbalists delve deeper into themselves and through themselves into an enormous whole world. Everything is ahead of you. From CAB's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 2, 2020. The Land of Israel, Dispersion and Assimilation, Part 5. Idol Worshipping. Comment: in 928 BC, the United Kingdom of Israel split into Israel and Judea. In 722, just a few decades after the death of King Solomon, they had already separated. And after 150 years, the Kingdom of Israel ended and the 10 tribes were scattered. At that time, 10 tribes of the Jewish people were lost, although from the point of view of history they did not disperse anywhere but simply changed their priorities and assimilated among other nations. Most people began to worship idols. My response: it depends what you mean by idols. Any material object that you attach special significance to is an idol. I can buy a silver candlestick for tens of thousands of dollars, put it in my room, and it will represent the Sabbath for me. This is how I create an idol for myself. Question: if we do not feel the single force of nature or the Creator that stands behind all the objects of the corporeal world, then, in principle, we are considered idol worshippers. Are we all idol worshippers? Answer: yes. You can treat your clothes, your car, or anything else as an idol because you value them above your purpose. The utmost value is unity, similarity to the upper force of nature. If you do not value this as the most important thing in life, then all other goals are idol worshipping. From CabTV's System Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 8, 2019.